You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Children, God's Special Blessings. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
In the Bible, in the Old Testament, we read about Naaman, a great military captain from Syria. Naaman was a fearless leader. He was greatly respected, but he also suffered from leprosy, a highly feared and incurable disease that attacked the body, often causing fingers, toes, and even other parts of the body to decay and to fall off. Consequently, even though Naaman was a strong and powerful military man, yet in the face of dreaded leprosy, he was helpless. Only God could cure the dreaded disease. And the historical account of how God cured Naaman is a testimony as to how God used children in Naaman's day and how God continues to use little children to bring hope to thousands. The Bible says that one day Naaman and the Syrian army invaded Israel. These invaders plundered the property and captured people for slaves, including a little girl. Now, in spite of the fact that this very young lady was taken to a far-off land, she never forgot the faith she had learned in her home from her parents, and she always recalled the great miracles that God had performed through His prophets. Let this story, then, be today a clear lesson in the importance of training young children in the Christ-centered faith of the Bible. This small girl, captured by the Syrians, could have given up, but she didn't, because her faith in God sustained her. This happens also today. You see, not long ago I learned about a woman who is even now hospitalized with leukemia. Her children are at home, and even though the family is captive to this dreaded disease, her children remain optimistic. Their life is built on a solid and immovable faith in the death-defeating resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, back to the little girl who was captured and dragged into slavery. After becoming a slave, this young lady heard about Naaman and the dreaded disease under which he suffered. Instead of despising her captors, however, this young lady showed them love. She told Naaman's wife how Naaman could get help in Israel. And this lady then told the king. Now, the Bible explains, the king loved his military servant Naaman, therefore he wasted no time. Go, go, said the king to Naaman, go to Israel, and there you will find a cure. Naaman departed immediately, and when he arrived, the king of Israel was suspicious. God's prophet Elijah, however, intervened. Elijah told Naaman, go, go and wash in the Jordan River 7 times, and if you do this, your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. Naaman's initial reaction was to scoff at the words of the prophet Elijah. Naaman was like many people today, who hear God's word and promises from the lips of Christian preachers and teachers. Yes, they hear God's law and gospel, but through sinful indifference, they don't really believe God's spokesman. In our modern age, driven by reason, and in our present era, flooded with technology, people are less and less inclined to hear the word of the Lord. For most people today, the threat of God's punishment for unrepented sin is unimportant. Untold thousands today turn a deaf ear when pastors proclaim in Jesus God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness. And if you are one of those who believes God's law is irrelevant, then listen to the psalmist who says, God will not always strive with us. You see, there is a time when God's patience will run out, and he will unleash his judgment. In the Old Testament, Naaman also was tempted to doubt the words of the prophet. However, the Bible tells us that Naaman's servants urged their master to obey Elijah's command and to wash 7 times in the Jordan. Finally, Naaman relented and went and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan River, and like the flesh of a little child, he was clean. His flesh was restored. Oh, who can imagine? Yes, who can describe the joy that this military man, Naaman, must have felt when he saw with his own eyes that his body was now totally free from the affliction of dreaded leprosy? And as you listen today, you may not be afflicted by leprosy or any other physical disease. Nevertheless, your spirit may be afflicted by guilt of past mistakes in your life over bad judgments. You may feel helpless or even desperate, especially every time your conscience is tormented by memories of what you have done. Nevertheless, just as God came to the rescue of leprosy-laden Naaman, your loving Lord now wants to come to you also, to relieve you and to heal you from all the heavy burdens of your past indiscretions. Through the prophet Isaiah, God is saying to you, come now, yes, come now, and let us reason together, for even though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. And even though your mistakes are red like crimson, they will be like wool. Now, of course, with your own strength, it is impossible for you to believe that just as God healed Naaman of hated leprosy, so also your gracious Heavenly Father can unburden your guilty conscience. And just as you have now seen how God miraculously healed Naaman in his body, so also God can cleanse the spiritual leprosy of your soul. In Hebrews chapter 9, we read, the blood of Jesus Christ has the power to cleanse your conscience. In 1 John chapter 1, we read, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us. Yes, He cleanses you from all your sin. It is God, the psalmist says, who pardons all your iniquities, and it is God who heals all your diseases. Through the Apostle Paul in Antioch, and to you today, God is saying, let it be known that through Jesus Christ, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. In Him, the Bible says, in Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace. And so now, my friend, don't follow Naaman's initial impulse to doubt God, but instead believe that your gracious Heavenly Father not only has the power, but also the love and the desire to heal your heart, to unburden your conscience, and to restore your spirit. And then let this Bible story, the one we are discussing today involving the little slave girl who brought Naaman, the powerful military man, to God, yes, let this story remind each of us how a God uses little children still today to bring people to faith and to give them a life cleansed through forgiveness and filled with eternal hope. One of the most dramatic ways in which God uses little children today to bring others, especially adults, to faith is through Sunday school. Today, you see, many young people marry across denominational lines, and as a result, these young couples have no commitment to any particular confession or church denomination. Consequently, in their first years together, they don't go to church. This is normally what happens. But then children come along, and in a few years, these children beg their parents to go to Sunday school. Finally, the parents relent. And even though these parents think they're going to church only for their children's sake, they too often get hooked. They hear the good news of God's gospel. They want to hear more. They go with their children again and again. And just like God used the faith of a little slave girl to bring the Syrian military man to salvation, so also, as we enter the new millennium, God will continue using little children to bring many parents to the Lord. Or let me tell you another example. Because they want their children to grow up with a faith, some young couples today send their children to Christian day schools. Every year, thousands of parents send their children to Lutheran day schools. And you know what? Many times, yes, many times, these same parents admire the faith in the lives of their children. They are impressed. Then they hear words of forgiveness and hope from the lips of their little loved ones. Soon, yes, soon these parents desire this same simple faith and these same blessings of God. Now, listen to this. According to the most recent statistics available, 10,000 people were brought into the Christian faith through God's use of children in Lutheran schools in 1 year. This should not surprise us, you see. This is what God was doing already centuries and centuries ago when He used a little slave girl to lead the Syrian soldier to God. And so then, my friend, let this simple Bible story lift your life and flood your soul with hope. Our society may be indeed decaying, in many ways breaking down. Nevertheless, where little children are going to Sunday school and to Christian day schools and to Christian high schools and colleges every day, yes, every day, God is using these young people to reach others. Almost without exception, these young people will not be trained in any type of evangelistic work. Nevertheless, through their simple, God-fearing and Christ-centered and forgiveness-driven lifestyle, and through their enthusiasm for the Lord and their optimism in life, the faith of these children will then rub off, or shall we say, their faith will infect the lives of thousands and even millions. Yes, praise the Lord for His miraculous ways of bringing His salvation among us. And so then, never give up on your children. Never think lightly of your grandchildren, but instead take them to Sunday school. And if possible, send them to a Christian day school or a high school. Because in so doing, you will be preparing young missionaries in a more powerful way than you can ever imagine. These young people, yes, these teenagers, will move around in a sin-infested world. And they will positively permeate our sin-infested society with a positive attitude and with a Christ-centered faith that will not only surprise people, but it will draw many, many in our culture to the crucified Christ. O Lord, we pray, as you have done for centuries, continue to speak your gospel through the shameless testimony and the uninhibited lives of children. It is indeed, as the prophet Isaiah said, a little child shall lead them. Bless Sunday schools and bless Christian day schools and bless all parents and grandparents who take their children to these hallowed halls of Christ-centered learning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.